Okay, here we go. So very interesting Shadal on Parshas Vayera. Two plagues go by. What are the first two plagues? Dam, Tzvardea. Good. What's the next one? Oh, gosh. Yeah, Kinim, right? You know the Tachadach Bacham, right? Okay, but anyway, for the first two plagues, the Chartumim of Mitzrayim, right, the magicians of Paro's house, were able to recreate them, whatever that means, right? It says like this in Parachat Pasuk Yudalim, right? Yigimel. But Yasu came. So God tells Moshe and to tell Aaron to take the staff and to strike the dirt, and lice will swarm the land. And then in Yigimel it says Vayasu came, so that's what he did. Vayet Aaron et yado b'mateo, and Aaron takes the staff and Vayachet hafar ha'aretz and strikes the dirt. V'tiyakinim ba'adam u'bahema, and lice attacked the humans and the animals. Ko afar ha'aretz hayakinim, the dust turned into, or all the dust was lice. Kol eretz Mitzrayim, and all of eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, listen to this. Yudalid. The Chartumim did similarly with their incantations, in order to get out lice. Velo yacholu. What does velo yacholu mean? They weren't able. And lice attacked man and animal. So why does it repeat that lice attacked man and animal? I already said that. Why weren't the Chartumim able to recreate lice? Why were they able to, whatever they were doing, let's assume, if we have a more rationalist bent, which I assume the guys in Yeshiva do, that the Chartumim were doing sleight of hand. They weren't really, the miracles were real miracles. The plagues were actual plagues that came from God. Let's assume that that's true. We don't have to, by the way, and Shadal has a long discussion about this. Could you assume that the miracle isn't in what happened, but rather that they all happened with predictions and with all them happening consecutively to each other? That's a miracle. The timing is a miracle, but not necessarily. All of these things can be explained with natural phenomenon, that the blood is really not really blood with iron in it and stuff. It's that there was soot at the bottom of the Nile that got brought up, and that caused the frogs and crocodiles or whatever to leave the Nile, and that's why they were attacking people, and that caused there to be a tremendous amount of disease. The frogs were dying, and so there were many flies and there were many bugs and the lice came out. Okay, fine, you can explain all these things naturally. However, you know, I don't care, maybe the cartoon actually had magical powers. I don't really care. I don't think that's what's going on, but maybe. But anyway, for some reason, lice is impossible for them to do. Why can't they recreate that? So Rashi says like this. V'lo yachulu. This is what Rashi says. She'ena shade sholet alberia pechuta mikse ora. That they were using demonic forces of some kind. And you can't do that. You can't create something, or the demonic forces don't have power to create something smaller than a barley seed, barley kernel, or whatever you want to call it. In other words, it was too small. It's a very strange thing. It's a very strange kind of assumption. Even stranger is Tosfos. In Das Akenim, Tosfos says that they, because the way their magic worked was, and Tosfos assumes that they actually had magical powers, was that they had to be connected to the earth. They would take off their shoes, their feet would connect to the earth, and they would be able to conjure up some kind of forces through that connection. But the problem was that the lice was on the ground, and the lice was separating them from the dirt, such that they wouldn't have been able to perform their magic, because the lice was between their feet and the ground. I don't know how any of that works. Yes, that's a lot of lice. Lice was a fact of life for a lot of people. One of my rebbeim says that in the Book of the Dead, you could see that they were Egyptians were generally abhorred lice. they hated lice with a passion. I mean, everybody hates lice, but you know that they were fanatical against lice. So one of the things apparently that explains why many of them were bald. They would shave off their hair, try to be as hairless as possible in order to prevent themselves from having lice. So lice was represented, if they're still getting lice, no matter what, it meant that this god was very powerful, right? And you know that pharaohs would have this kind of like fake goatee that they would wear, they would put on their chin. It's like not hairless thing, right? Anyway, here's what Shaddai says. V'lo yacholu. Das Ramban, v'Rambaman, Nachmanides and Moses Mendelssohn are of the opinion, ki bedam uvetzvarde im yacholu, that they were able to recreate dam and tzvardeya, v'mnei shelo ayu shem bria o yitzira, because they weren't like creating something new. They were changing something that already existed, right? The water turns to blood. Okay, it turned red. The frogs came out and entered places they don't normally enter. Ach makar akinim hayta yitzira chadasha, but making new bugs, that's a new creation. Ki ein teva afar liyot kinim, because dirt isn't lice. Right. Kfaraya nirli lefaresh lotzia tekinim larchikam me'aleam. I think, says Shaddam, that that's not what it means, that lo yacholu, that they weren't able. When it says lahotziya tekinim, it wasn't to produce lice, but rather to expel the lice. They were trying to get rid of the lice. Vayamit yashev lefize mashikatu v'acharze. And that explains the thing that we pointed out before, which is that it then repeats, oh, and the lice was on them and the animals. Right? Remember, in Yud Gimel it says that Aaron stretched the ground and made everything lice, and then it attacked the animals and the humans. And then, in Yud Dalet it says that the Chartumim couldn't recreate this, it sounds like, and therefore it attacked the animals and the humans. Doesn't make any sense. Why repeat it? Shaddai says, no, it makes a lot of sense if you translate it this way. They weren't trying to recreate the plague. They were trying to get rid of the plague. It was bothering them. They were trying to stop it. Tzvardeh, okay, that's a little bothersome, but not so bothersome. Okay, blood in the river, not so happy. But this lice was really killing us. We hated the lice. So the Chartumim were trying to get rid of them, and they couldn't do that. And that's why it then repeats that they tried, they weren't capable of doing it. And that's the Kinim were still on the animals and the humans. Kiloho ilu asir motziyam. They weren't able to get rid of them. That explains then when you see Tesvav, Vayomer Yomru Chartumim al Paro. This is the next passage. They say to Paro, Etzba Elokimi. This is the finger of the Lord, finger of God. And Paro's heart is hardened and he doesn't listen to them. Okay, well, how does that make sense, better sense, according to Shaddai? Etzba Elokimi. Why are they saying this is so amazing? Not because they weren't able to recreate it. Okay, we can't recreate it. We don't have the tricks in our bag. It doesn't mean it's definitely God. But the fact that they couldn't get rid of them, which they thought was in their power, meant that this is something more powerful than they are. That must be from God. They weren't trying to get rid of those. They weren't really trying to get rid of those. That wasn't an issue for them. But this they were really trying to get rid of. The fact that they couldn't get rid of it meant that there was a power more powerful than them. And that must be the finger of God. Okay. And you're right to point out, okay, like, it could also be the finger of God, the fact that they couldn't reproduce it. Like, it doesn't make it any better. But Shaddai says like this. He says, Haya nearly, it used to be, like, I used to think this. But there's a problem with this interpretation that I didn't really like. He said, Elisha inira shiyeza inyan milat lotzi. The problem is the word lotzi. I said, it doesn't mean to produce, it means to expel. But the problem is, lotzi doesn't really mean that. Lotzi means to produce. So when you say, when you wash your hands for bread, what do you say after all the tilsi daim? Hamotzi lachem in haaretz. It doesn't mean to expel the bread from the ground. It means to produce bread from the ground. V'gam lefizeh lo'aya lomar v'yasukim. And the other problem is that it says that the Chartumim did similarly. They did similarly. So what does similarly mean? That presumably means that they're trying to reproduce it. They were trying to do the same thing. Not undo it. They were trying to do it. Okay. Vanachon. So therefore, I think that maybe the better interpretation is like this. Ki Hashem hitalel b'Mitzrayim. V'echad min ha'ta'alulim asher hitalel b'hem. Who's that? What he was trying to do, what God was trying to do with the Egyptians, was to show that they were wrong. And one of the things that he was trying to do that, was the lice. Zeh, sheitchil ba'otot moftim shaya mitiv'am, shechlu achartimim lasot dugmatam b'tzad ma'a. When it came to the blood, when it came to the Svarteas, they were able to recreate something of it. They weren't able to do the full thing, obviously. They didn't make the entire Nile into blood, but they were able to show that they had some aspect of the power that was being demonstrated. By doing that, it kept on hardening Paro's heart, because Paro's like, this Moshe character, he's claiming he's doing it from God, but he's the same stuff that my Chartumim are doing. Now, it wasn't the full extent of it, but still, if you can latch on to anything when you're in denial, and Paro, being in Egypt, was often in denial. Thank you. Yeah, okay. So it just helped him add on to his hardened heart. God really wanted them to deserve, like, and get all the just desserts, to get all the terrible things that were going to happen to them. Amnam lo ratza shiyamshich imashich hanyan ken ad sof kidei shelo yit'u Yisrael. The problem is, if you let the Chartumim keep on recreating every one of the plagues, then what's going to happen? The Jewish people are going to be like, they're able to kind of do some of this. So is our God really so powerful? Is our God going to really take us out of Egypt? They start doubting it, right? You don't want to do it too much. So God gave two plagues, Dam Tzvardeh, and allowed Paro to harden his heart. But he didn't want to do it too much. Shelo Yitu Yisrael, the Jewish people shouldn't go astray. He knew Dofi Botot Moshe and start to doubt Moshe's miracles. Okay, and Acher Shtei Makot HaRishonot. That's why, after two of them, Lo Iniach Od L'Chartumim Lasot Dugmat Moftav V'Niflotav. That's why God didn't let the Chartumim be able to recreate the first two plagues. In other words, according to Shaddal, the Chartumim legitimately had magical powers that granted by God for this purpose, in order to harden Paro's heart. Right? It's in the same category as all the other plagues. God is making miracles happen in order to harden Paro's heart, to make sure that he and his nation would continue to deny and deny and deny until they get punished, right? And they get destroyed. But God doesn't want to do that too much, because then it can have the opposite effect. It can have a problematic effect on the Jewish people. So at this plague, Kinim, there's nothing special about Kinim. It just happens to be the third plague. God says, okay, enough. I'm not going to let the Chartumim be able to recreate anything else, so that the Jewish people will not doubt Moshe's capabilities and God's capabilities. And that's why at the third plague, God said, put a stop to the Chartumim's powers, and they could finally say, that's Ben Lakini. Very interesting. Very important, I think, that we should keep in mind. This is something that I've seen in the war and the propaganda that we've definitely experienced online on all the social media platforms, that people will latch on to anything that will allow them to deny the other side. Any little thing, right? Paro is like, they're able to do something about the Dam, and they're able to do something about the Tzvardeh. Oh, wow, the Chartumim, that means that Moshe is basically the same. Even though for seven more plagues, right? No, eight more plagues, the Chartumim aren't able to do anything at all, still Paro's heart got hardened because of those first two. They could just latch onto anything they want because it is confirmation bias, and that's something that we always have to work on ourselves to make sure that we're not falling into those kind of traps as well on the other side, on the flip side, and to be able to have a nuanced and balanced perspective on everything that happens in our lives, and to always try to think as clearly as possible.